parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377.
We own a steel mill in Cleveland, shipping in Texas, oil refineries in Seattle, and a factory in Chicago that makes miniature models of factories.
Building the perfect portfolio.
$100 billion.
Through the art and science of investing.
I want to know right now, and I want to know it quick. How the hell are you supposed to deal with this?
I am. Yes.
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
And now, here's everyone's favorite capitalist, Gabriel Wisdom.
It's Financial Wisdom weekdays, coast to coast, right here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. Business Talk Radio Network. Beam me up, Scotty. Beaming out to over 200 great AM news talk radio stations all across America. If it's over for you, if you're getting out of your car, remember to continue this lively repartee by going to the podcast, because today's radio show becomes a podcast. They all do. They wind up in the archives at businesstalkradio.net. Businesstalkradio.net, or you can get the archives and the podcast going to my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. And there, of course, you'll find all kinds of fun stuff. By the way, my latest article for Forbes, Forbes.com, Go Nuclear, Buy Japan and Uranium Stocks, Especially Those That Have Fallen and Should Be Getting Up. Forbes.com. Just put Gabriel Wisdom in there. It'll come right up. Or maybe you can just wait till you happen upon it. Also, we try to post that stuff at my website, along with a newsletter companion that comes to you every 2 weeks via email. You can sign up for the Fallen Angels Report at GabrielWisdom.com. In the second half today, economist Dr. Mark Skousen joins us, and he'll be talking about how he won the AOL stock picking contest 4 out of the past 7 years, what he's doing right now, and what's in his newsletter, which is in its 31st year, called Forecasts and Strategies. Mark Skousen in the second half here of Financial Wisdom on the Business Talk Radio Network. Let's go to Peter Leeds. Peter Leeds is the penny stock professional. He's the author of a book called Investing in Penny Stocks. His newsletter is enormously successful. And, you know, penny stocks, well, I mean, there are a lot of us who are skeptical, because I've seen penny stocks turn to pixie dust. But Peter Leeds has got the force. He's got the magic when it comes to identifying the undervalued, undiscovered little stocks that might be ready to increase in price. Let's talk to Peter Leeds. Peter, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Gabriel. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
Good to be here.
Undervalued, undiscovered, ready to increase in price. I'm ready. let's get some of those. Hey, you know what? We had a guy on here maybe 2-3 weeks ago named Mark Gerstein, who's the editor of the Forbes low-priced stock report. They cover stocks that are $3 a share or less. And one of his raving faves was Sirius XM Radio, symbol SIRI. I mentioned that to a number of friends of mine. Everybody I know hates Sirius as a stock. They might like it as a service, might love it. But SIRI is it's a much hated stock at $1.80 or so. It seems to be in that range. Has that come across your screen at all?
I've been a long time opponent to that stock. Back before before they got together with XM Satellite Radio, and the stock price was going up, you know, buy the rumor, sell the fact. The price kept going up because when they're going to merge into one company, it's going to have all these ways they're going to save money, etc. But I said that it's a mistake. Both companies are really bad financially. Their fundamentals are horrible. The amounts of debt that they have on the books, I said when they combine, they're just going to be a bigger mess of the same thing. And after the combination, it was a matter of months before they went all the way down, to, 30, 40 cents as a combined company. And it was not the kind of company that we're looking for.
But as a penny stock, at 30 or 40 cents, it offered the opportunity for, for a quadruple, even better. And it has an operating profit now.
It does now, but we've said a lot of things with a company that it doesn't meet our analysis. I mean, you said earlier in your show that a lot of these companies turn to pixie dust. We are looking for the companies that have really rock solid fundamentals and just happen to be trading at lower prices because they're undiscovered or overlooked.
Okay, let's talk about the methodology for finding penny stocks. Those would be stocks at $5 or less?
Correct.
Okay. In your book, Investing in Penny Stocks, Chapter 1 is titled The Big Business of Penny Stocks. They are big business, but usually they're big business because they wind up, being a clever way to separate you from your money.
I absolutely agree with you, Gabriel, and it's actually very unfortunate, and it's given the industry a bad name. Where our analysis, about 5% of penny stocks that are out there are going to pass Leeds analysis. The other 95% are not good enough because they don't have really rock-solid fundamentals. Their financial ratios are weak. They're in industries that we believe are going to be decreasing in price. We're looking for really high-quality companies. We look at the management team. We look at the technicals. We look at their marketing strategies, everything. And we're looking for a company that isn't going to surprise you, a company that's going to actually make something of itself. We're not just out there promoting companies. We're finding really good quality companies that you can hold for the long term.
Okay. And you've got that newsletter service. Peter Leeds, by the way, the penny stock professional, is with us here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Rarely are penny stocks pennies from heaven. If anything, they are very, very treacherous gambles. But you're saying, Peter, that the 5% or so that meet the strict criteria of Leeds analysis are the little gems among the rubble. Give us an example.
Sure. Back when General Motors was in a little bit of trouble a couple years back.
A little bit of trouble, yeah.
We looked at the books of them. We looked at the books of Ford. And we looked at GM's books. We said, no way, this company is got big problems. But we looked at Ford. We said, there's something here. There's a little bit of an overreaction in the stock price. We picked that stock at $1.87, and about 15 months or so, it went up to as high as $16.
What do you like right now, though?
We like Denison Mines, which is actually, kind of relates to something you said earlier in the show about it's a uranium producer that we feel has been unfairly taken down in sympathy with all the other uranium producers because of everything that's going on in Japan. But you got to keep in mind that, nuclear reactors aren't going anywhere. China's got 30 being built right now to add to their 10 that they've already got. Japan's even come out and said that they're not going to derail their nuclear program because of this. And it's only going to become more popular. And I think that once the initial shock sort of fades away, these stocks are actually pretty well undervalued right now and have a good upside.
Okay, I want to get the symbol for Denison Mines. What is the symbol anyway?
DNN.
D Delta November?
Correct.
DNN.
Yeah, it's trading at about $250. We got a target price of $4.99 on this one.
Ooh, this looks really good. Uranium is a scarce resource. It's not that easy to find. The Chinese have been buying as much uranium as they can get, and the Russians aren't selling it to the U.S. anymore.
Correct. So. And there's a lot of uranium producers out there, though, that some of them, didn't pass our analysis. The thing with Denison is that they've got $97 million in cash, zero debt. They've got operations in Canada, Australia, Zambia, U.S., Mongolia. They've got a good management team. Everything's looking really good for this company, and I think that it's going up.
Well, I can see that. I show revenue of $128 million, revenue growth year over year, 26%. I see that cash of $97.5 million you're talking about. Yep. They've got $400,000 in debt, so essentially that's no debt.
Yeah.
And the book value is $2.20. It's trading at $2.52. Wow. Yep. Why is this so cheap?
Well, it's mostly because reaction to what was going on in Japan with the fears of the nuclear meltdown, and then we've got follow-on results in Germany. There's some elections where Green Party is winning, where they're trying to shut down all the nuclear power because it's becoming more politically popular, and so then there's a fear back here at home that maybe there's going to be a shift in the political winds for some of these nuclear reactors, and maybe they're going to be having higher regulations or harder time getting the permits that they need. But I believe that most of this is just a temporary problem, and I think that once the situation in Japan starts to fade in people's minds, that these stocks will go back to more realistic valuations.
How do people find you?
PeterLeeds.com.
LEEDS, Peter Leeds, here on the Gabriel Wisdom Showgram on the Business Talk Radio Network. Chapter 3 of your book, Avoid Your Rough Start. You talk here about your rocky start. We'll get to that when we come back here on the Financial Wisdom Program.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
This is Gabriel Wisdom. If you're interested in learning how to invest properly, using the techniques of many of the world's greatest investors, I've written a book that I'd like you to have. The book is called Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. Read one chapter per sitting. Spend an hour per day for 30 days with this book. At the end of 1 month, you'll have new valuable tools to build significant wealth in the stock market or in any market. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. It took me 25 years to learn how to profit on fallen angels. It took 10 years to accumulate the material for this book. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. It's a beautiful hardcover library edition published by John Wiley & Sons. They priced it low so you can get one for yourself and a second for someone else you know who deserves to prosper. At Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, and booksellers worldwide, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels by Gabriel Wisdom.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Changing the world, $1 at a time.
$1 billion, $2 billion. Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Financial Wisdom Weekdays here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. Well, every time I talk to Peter Leeds, I remind myself of all the money I lost when I was new at this 27 years ago, investing in what looked like cheap stocks that were trading under $5, penny stocks. And then I get pumped up because Peter has a methodology for finding that 5% of the many, many companies that trade for $5 per share or less, that 5% that meet the quality criteria that you look for companies that have revenue growth, potential for earnings growth, they're undervalued, they're undiscovered, and they're ready to increase in price. His book is called Investing in Penny Stocks. It's a very unusual book. And he is known as the Penny Stock Professional. He's got a newsletter as well. You can sample that at peterleeds.com. Peter, we were talking about Denison Mines. That's one that met your screen, symbol DNN, Delta November, November, at $2.50, something like that. You think that is poised to go higher? It looks pretty good. Good revenue. They're a uranium producer. They've been beaten down with the nuclear scare and the tragedy in Japan, as most uranium stocks have. But Denison, more than the others, why?
Well, it's got a great management team. They've been actually leading this company along for a while. They've got a lot of reserves in the ground. They're not an exploration company. They're a production company. There's a big difference.
Yeah, but the other companies that compete with them, like BHP Billiton, doing great. Cameco, doing fine. They didn't get hit as hard. Why Denison Mines down at $2.52? I know you look at technical analysis because it's referenced in your book, Investing in Penny Stocks.
Right. We put everything through our Leeds analysis, including the competitors of Denison Mines, and 80% of our research is fundamental.
Yeah.
We've got then about 10% is technical, and 10% is something we call third-level analysis, and that looks into stuff like their marketing plans and their branding and their positioning. And after having done that, we felt that Denison represented the probably the best upside based on our opinion and where we think it's going to go. It was, like you said, beaten down a little bit more than some of the others, and also unjustifiably in our opinion, and so that makes it an even better opportunity.
Chapter 3 of your book is titled Avoid Your Rough Start, and it's about your rocky start. What happened?
Well, I started investing in penny stocks when I was 14 years old, and I took all the money I'd saved up from doing a lot of jobs and things, and I put it all onto this little penny stock, and I lost all my money in about 2 weeks. And, I didn't know what I was doing. I made a lot of mistakes, and it absolutely, it could have scared me away, but I used it as probably one of the best things that could have happened to me. I used it as I figured if I lost that much money that quickly, I can make that much money that quickly. So I set about studying all the great masters, Warren Buffett,
Peter Lynch, technical analysis books from Europe, everything. And I slowly developed what is now leads analysis as a system to make back that money, you know, hundreds of times over.
Yeah, interesting. Peter Leeds is with us. He's the author of a book called Investing in Penny Stocks, and he is known as the Penny Stock Professional here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Penny stocks are associated with, well, let's call it criminal activity oftentimes. There's pump and dump, you know, where promoters will say whatever they think they need to say to get gullible investors into a company that trades thinly, bid the thing up while they quietly sell at a higher price, pumping it up, dumping it for themselves. And I mean, that's probably what happened to you for, you know, during your rocky start. I know it's happened to anybody who's played with penny stocks. What's the best way to protect against that?
Never, ever take a stock pick that you get for free, whether that's from unsolicited fax or an email or a website that says, just give us your email address. Any free stock pick, you need to understand, you need to ask yourself, why are they giving this to me for free? And it's almost always a really bad company, and it's almost always got to do with somebody with hidden motivations. It's important to identify here that at Peter Leeds, we receive no compensation of any kind from the companies that we research and the companies that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And no one, myself nor my employees, are allowed to trade in the companies that we're putting out for our subscribers. We want to have, your best interests in mind when we do our work.
How do you guys get paid?
It's the majority is from subscription sales to our newsletter, and then, you know, book sales.
I see. So, and there's no other stream of revenue?
None whatsoever.
No commissions or any of that?
Correct.
Hey, that sounds really clean. Peter Leeds, the book's called Investing in Penny Stocks here on Financial Wisdom with GW. It's a big business. I would think that how they structure these companies is very, very essential. The share structure is covered in Chapter 7. What do you address there, Peter?
It gives you an idea of, I think most investors don't really understand share structure. It can be a pretty more complicated topic. It has to do with how many shares are out in a company and how many of those are freely trading, and then that's sort of where the stock's value gets derived from.
Can you give us another company that you're looking at or that you like?
Sure. One we like a lot right now is Ag Feed Industries, ticker symbol is FEED.
Like seed, like the Johnny Appleseed.
Feed, F.
Oh, F. F as in Foxtrot.
Right. Yes.
FEED. Okay. And what do they do?
They're in China, and they are a hog producer and slaughterhouse. Basically, they've got they're selling about 1.3 million hogs a year in the USA alone. They've got most of their work is over in China. They've got a bunch of hog farms there, 31 existing farms. But what they're doing is they're upgrading all these farms. They've got 14 of them are these new, more technically advanced Western style farms where the way that they raise the hogs and slaughter the hogs is dramatically more efficient. So they're going from a company that, you know, took a bit of a loss when they were doing these legacy farms, and they're upgrading everything in China. Now, you know, in China, the people are eating more and more meat each year. It's expected to go up by about 45% between now and 2025. And their distribution area alone has a population of something like 580 million people.
And it's $1.94. Why are you confident that this isn't another, you know, Chinese reverse merger scheme?
We looked at the company. It's got a lot in cash. They've got operations and offices in the States. They just took over a slaughterhouse, a finishing plant in Iowa. They've got operations in Colorado, North Carolina, Oklahoma for breeding. They've been around for a while, and they're just on track to keep on doing better and better. And their fiscal results are up 40% year over year, 71% quarter over quarter.
Were they a reverse merger?
Not that I know of.
Interesting. Wow, that's fascinating. We have to have you back on again. Peter Leeds at peterleeds.com. Check his book out, Investing in Penny Stocks, and also his newsletter. Peter, thanks so much. Take care. Stay with us. Dr. Mark Skousen, the esteemed economist and newsletter writer, coming up.
Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Why do so many families rely on the professional money management services of American Money Management? Investing your retirement savings or nest egg is far too important to be left to salespeople or amateurs. Here's how it works. First, an account is opened in your name at Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade. Only you can put money in or take money out of your account. American Money Management makes the buy and sell decisions in your IRA or investment account based on your objectives, your risk tolerance, and your time frame. At American Money Management, our fees are modest and tied to your success. And since you can cancel any time, we work diligently to keep you satisfied so that we can continue to be paid. With this arrangement, we have the same interest you do. For more information, call Gabriel Wisdom at 888-999-1395. Call Gabriel Wisdom at 888-999-1395, AmericanMoneyManagement.com.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Thursday on History.
Watch it! Watch it!
Sure, it takes guts to survive in Louisiana swamp.
Look at the size of that gator.
But like they say,
this season we're going to get it together and we're going to make it happen even better.
No guts.
Got a little showdown going on.
No gator.
Jordan! Jordan!
Swamp People is back for a brand new season.
That badass animal.
If you don't think they are, let me put one on the end of the line for you. You tell me how bad he is.
Premieres Thursday at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on History.
Hi, I'm Robert Rees with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Robert Rees with the CEO Show Minute here with Danielle Lamar, CEO of Cirque du Soleil. Your creative people work 3 years on just one project, correct?
That's right. We want people to be totally dedicated for those 3 years, you know, that they will breathe and eat and sleep just thinking about that one project. Because, you know, expectations from the public are getting higher and higher. We even have a group that is called the Trend Group that is traveling the world, identifying new trend in music, show business, fashion.
Do they travel together or do they travel separately? How do they operate?
They travel separately and they surf a lot on the internet. So there are five people doing that full time. Plus, we have over 50 people in our casting department around the world. Plus, we have partnership with a lot of organizations around the world, which at the end of the day has allowed us to have a data bank of 50,000 artists.
I'm Robert Rees. We're speaking with Danielle Lamar, CEO of Cirque du Soleil, about having a trend group to build a creative culture. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Danielle about what a business can learn from a circus.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Investing is not rocket science.
It's harder and more complicated.
Rocket science involves the laws of physics.
Managing money involves psychotic, lemming-like human behavior.
This is Financial Wisdom with Gabriel Wisdom.
Financial Wisdom weekdays, coast to coast right here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network, reaching out to over 200 great AM news talk and other information radio stations all over the place. If if your commute is over and you're turning off the radio because you're about to park the car, remember, the show today becomes a podcast, so you can click and listen to what you miss. Just go to businesstalkradio.net, and you'll find the archives and podcasts there, or you can find them just as easily going to my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. One of the greats joins us, Mark Skousen. Dr. Mark Skousen is an American economist. He's an investment analyst. He's a newsletter editor for, 31 years now. He's a college professor. He's the author of more than 25 nonfiction books. And he joins us from New York. Dr. Skousen, thanks for being here, first of all.
Gabe, it's my pleasure.
I understand that your hedge fund trader might now hold the world's record for best return in one day, 9,300%. How did you do this?
Yeah, I'm laughing just thinking about it myself, because what happened was, of all people, Warren Buffett bailed out my hedge fund trader. I was recommending Lubrizol, which is a chemical company that he announced last Monday, not this Monday, this previous Monday, but the Monday before, that Berkshire Hathaway was buying it out. And we had some call options. We were recommending the stock, and the call options were about to expire. They were worth only 15 cents, and they suddenly became worth $14 practically overnight.
Beauty.
So we came up with 9,300% return if anyone bought those 15-cent call options. I don't know anyone who would with only one week to go to expire. But if they had, it was 9,300%. And then we put it into our calculator to see what the annualized return would that be, and it came up infinite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good number. Hey, I understand you've won the AOL stock picking contest 4 out of the past 7 years, and you came in third the last 2 years in a row. Tell us about that, too, Mark.
Yeah, what that's all about is AOL selects like 100 of us who are in the business of making, of newsletter writers that are making recommendations of individual stocks. And in this little game that we play each year, it's really no more than a game. I certainly don't recommend this approach. You need a diversified portfolio, but in any case, you choose one stock. Each individual advisor chooses one stock. You got to stick with it from January through December, and then they have a big contest to see who won the contest. And I've just lucked out and won this contest 4 out of 7 times, and twice come in third in the last 2 years. So it's the competition is very tough, but to recognize the risk. In 2008, I picked E-Trade, and I was down about 40 or 50%. So you never know if you're going to win these things. But I did come in third last year with Ford Motor Company, and that was up 70% last year. So we're out of that now, and we're recommending a new bank stock right now.
Which one do you like?
Well, we like Flagstar Bancorp, which is a Midwest savings bank that took TARP money and had real financial difficulties with the way the mortgage market has been. But Flagstar, symbol FBC, is a turnaround kind of story. I believe they will be profitable this year. And, with the Federal Reserve adopting this never-ending ZERP and zero interest rate policy, it's just a way of re-liquefying the banks and basically giving away free money to the banks, because they can borrow at virtually 0% interest rate and turn around and invest in guaranteed mortgages or treasuries, long-term treasuries. And as long as that yield curve is very positive, then they're just printing money right now. So I think the bank stocks are a good place to be, and that's Flagstar is our favorite this year.
That kind of like a home run derby for stock picking, that AOL stock picking contest. We're talking, by the way, with economist, author, and newsletter writer, Dr. Mark Skousen. You can read more about his newsletters and some of the other offerings at markskousen.com. That's S-K-O-U-S-E-N, as if you didn't know. markskousen.com, right here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. How many newsletters do you write?
Well, I write my mainstay investment newsletter called Forecasts and Strategies, which I've been writing since 1980, just when President Reagan was elected, and I've been going 31 years strong. And then I have three trading services that I've been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. These are short-term individual stock trading systems. We hold maybe 2 months' time. And then we also have, we generally recommend out of the money call options with that for those who want to be even more aggressive. And I've done well with all three services. They've all made money, over the long run. One's called the hedge fund trader where we can go long or short, so it's the most flexible. And then we have the high income alert where we focus on high dividend paying stocks, which has been my most successful service. And then there's the turnaround trader, and these are companies that appear to be turning around. And our latest attempt is to pick out the bottom of these uranium stocks. They've been hit pretty hard, but I think the selling has been overdone. At least that's my bet in the turnaround trader.
I totally agree. I had heard from Gwyneth Cravens, who wrote the book Power to Save the World, The Truth About Nuclear Energy, based on her research, that a coal-fired plant releases more radiation than a nuclear plant. It also emits deadly toxic waste that kills thousands of Americans. And in its 50-year history, the American nuclear power industry hasn't caused a single death. So it's, aside from the tragedy in Japan, and nobody there has gotten really sick from the exposure that I'm aware of. I think two people wound up in the hospital for observation.
Yeah.
But this is a classic overreaction to the nuclear industry, is it not?
Oh, yeah. And it's the Greenpeace groups and the environmentalists and so forth have been always very much opposed to nuclear power, even though it's the cheapest source of revenue of energy, and also one that can generate a lot of energy without creating the green gas effects and so forth. So the original founder of Greenpeace actually recently reversed himself and came out in favor of nuclear power. But of course, obviously, you got to be careful in your earthquake zone, whether it's California or Japan or Chile. You just have to build them really secure. And this is a wake-up call for the nuclear power. It's not going to go away, though, especially in China and India. These people are determined to seek out this very cheap source of energy. So I agree with you. I think it's been overdone, and so we've been recommending Cameco, and it looks like it's might be turning around. It might be a little early.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, interesting. That's the turnaround trader.
Yeah.
The turnaround trader. One of the four newsletters that come from Dr. Mark Skousen, who's here on Financial Wisdom on the Business Talk Radio Network. Your main newsletter is called Forecasts and Strategies, now in its 31st year, and it has a stunning record according to the scorekeeper of them all, Mark Hulbert, the Hulbert Financial Digest. I guess you beat the market for the past 1, 5, and 10 year periods. How do you think you did that?
Well, I think one of the reasons that I try to focus on, I learned something from Jeremy Siegel in his book, The Future for Investors, and to some extent his book, Long-Term Stocks for the Long Run. And that is that income-producing stocks, and what I focus on is these high-dividend-paying stocks and funds, tend to beat the market with less volatility over the long run. Now, they did have a rough patch during 2008 because a lot of these stocks were the bank stocks, and they really got hammered. But still, if you stayed with a well-diversified portfolio with secure quality income-paying investments, and there's a lot of them out there that have done really well. In fact, some of them, like Annaly Capital is one of my favorites, Leverage Mortgage REIT, and they invest in Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which is government-guaranteed, and that's what saved them. Yeah. Without it, of course, they would have been wiped out. But, you know, you take
so there's some others like that. Hey, stay with us, Dr. Mark Skousen, the noted economist, author, and, of course, the famed newsletter writer, is here on Financial Wisdom. We're going to talk about his new book as well coming up.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
This is Gabriel Wisdom. If you're interested in learning how to invest properly, using the techniques of many of the world's greatest investors, I've written a book that I'd like you to have. The book is called Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. Read one chapter per sitting. Spend an hour per day for 30 days with this book. At the end of 1 month, you'll have new valuable tools to build significant wealth in the stock market or in any market. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. It took me 25 years to learn how to profit on fallen angels. It took 10 years to accumulate the material for this book. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. It's a beautiful hardcover library edition published by John Wiley & Sons. They priced it low so you can get one for yourself and a second for someone else you know who deserves to prosper. At Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, and booksellers worldwide, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels by Gabriel Wisdom. Why do so many families rely on the professional money management services of American Money Management? Investing your retirement savings or nest egg is far too important to be left to salespeople or amateurs. Here's how it works. First, an account is opened in your name at Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade. Only you can put money in or take money out of your account. American Money Management makes the buy and sell decisions in your IRA or investment account based on your objectives, your risk tolerance, and your time frame. At American Money Management, our fees are modest and tied to your success. And since you can cancel any time, we work diligently to keep you satisfied so that we can continue to be paid. With this arrangement, we have the same interest you do. For more information, call Gabriel Wisdom at 888-999-1395. Call Gabriel Wisdom at 888-999-1395. AmericanMoneyManagement.com.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, But there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores, but for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Get your money out of bed and put it to work on the Gabe Wisdom Show.
You're listening to the Gabe Wisdom Show.
Now we're starting to roll, boys!
On the Business Talk Radio Network.
Some of the fun stuff and the podcast. Once we go out on the radio, it becomes a podcast. You find those in the archive section at businesstalkradio.net, or you can get them at gabrielwisdom.com. Mark Skousen is here. Dr. Mark Skousen is a professional economist. He's an investment expert, university professor, and author of more than 25 books. He earned his PhD in monetary economics at George Washington University. He currently holds the Benjamin Franklin Chair of Management at Grantham University. He's taught economics and finance at Columbia Business School, Columbia University, Barnard College, Mercy College, Rollins College. He's also been a consultant to IBM and other Fortune 500 companies. And since 1980, Mark Skousen has been the editor-in-chief of one of the world's great investment newsletters, Forecasts and Strategies, which you can try by just Googling Forecasts and Strategies or go to markskousen.com. And my favorite thing about your bio, Mark, is that you were a former analyst for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. You know, that makes my bio, which ends with former paperboy, seem a little,
well,
a
you
little
know,
too modest.
I've actually been in all three sectors of the economy. I've worked for the government with the CIA, which I can tell you nothing about, of course. And then I've worked for a nonprofit. I was the president of FEE, a Foundation for Economic Education. And, of course, then I've worked for many for-profit organizations and run my own, including my Freedom Fest conference that I do every year as a for-profit event. And, I found of the three categories, for-profit is really the best to go, because not only can you make the most money, but you concentrate on what customers really want. When you work for the government, who is your customer? Well, that's a big question. Is it really the public, or is it your bureaucrat that you're working for who's your boss? And with the nonprofits, you're not really working for the public who gives you donations. You're working for your board of directors and the people who give the most money. So it may not be connected properly to the public in general. So I think for-profit is really the best way to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, all you have to do is go to Starbucks, where you're treated like a king.
Yeah.
And then from there, walk into a Department of Motor Vehicles office, you know?
Yeah.
to get your license renewed. That gives you a real feeling for profit versus nonprofit. Hey, the Freedom Fest show is coming up on July 14th through the 16th at Bally's Paris. That's for our friends in Las Vegas and here in the Southwest. You're expecting about 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's just grown like wildfire. And I think these are wealthy investors and concerned citizens who get together every year. And we have these meetings where we meet with Steve Forbes and John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods Market. They're both our ambassadors, if you will, and they've agreed to be there all 3 days, and And we have over 100 speakers, and we deal with every issue imaginable trying to solve our problems here in the world. But we also have a Renaissance gathering. We talk history, philosophy, economics, science, technology, healthy living. I mean, almost any topic imaginable. So if your people go to freedomfest.com, they can find all about it. And we're hoping to get Gabe Wisdom to come out and give some of his wisdom at Freedom Fest.
Yeah, you know, I'm
year.
Hoping to come out. I'm going to plan on coming out to Freedom Fest this year.
Great.
July 14th through the 16th at Bally's Paris in Las Vegas. That should be sensational. I'm going to put on my calendar, and then I'll talk to you offline.
Well, that would be great.
Now, you have written 25 books. Book number 26 is coming out. What are you going to be writing about this time? I don't know how you write so many books.
Well, this one's actually been something I have been collecting and compiling for over 30 years, and it's called The Maxims of Wall Street. So it's a compendium of all the financial adages and worldly wisdom coming from people like yourself and others. And I've just compiled these and put names to them. I mean, a lot of them are unknown. I mean, and you can have the trite ones like buy low, sell high, but it can also be fairly sophisticated and also sometimes humorous. So one of my favorites is there's nobody more bearish than a sold out bull. And what that means is that somebody who is gotten into cash or gotten into gold and so forth, those people are going to want to see the stock market drop because they're out of it and they want to look good. So they're going to color everything they talk about in bearish tone terms because that's where they're at themselves and they want to prove themselves right. So there's some wonderful, I've compiled several hundred of these, and this book, The Maxims of Wall Street, will be out probably in the next month or two, and I'll send you information on it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I believe I've asked you for a couple of your words of wisdom if you want to add to it, so please email me your favorite adages and proverbs.
I certainly will. Dr. Mark Skousen is here. We'll be looking for that book, and there are any number of great books written by Mark Skousen. You can get them at Amazon.com or at any bookstore. Does consumer spending drive the economy? I know you say it does not, and you're an economist, but not everybody agrees with you.
Well, I'm probably the exception to the rule on this, but you certainly see it in all the media. I was just seeing an article by the AP the other day. Consumer spending represents 70% of the economy, so therefore it drives the economy. And what they don't understand is that's based on GDP. Yes, consumption is the largest sector of GDP, but GDP is final output only, and it completely ignores all the stages of production, the goods in process that are unfinished, and that includes a huge section of the economy. And so people don't realize that business at the various stages of production is much bigger than the final retail sector. And so it's really business investment and savings and productivity that drives the economy. And one of my favorite examples is China, of course. China has been increasing its savings rate rather dramatically and lowering consumption as a percent of GDP.
That's right. Boy, that is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Dr. Mark Skousen at markskousen.com. The editor-in-chief of Forecasts and Strategies, the great newsletter. And look for Freedom Fest, the big show coming to Bally's Paris, Las Vegas, in July. Thanks, Mark. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to our producer, Kevin. Until next time, this is GW.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN, USA Radio News. I'm Hope Duggar. While some members of the GOP are critical, a key Republican is endorsing the president's handling of the situation in Libya.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president's speech, while a step in the right direction, did not provide answers to some key questions, like what is the preferred outcome in Libya? Meanwhile, the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, Senator John McCain, says the president's swift action helped avert a humanitarian disaster. Top administration officials will give lawmakers an update on Libya in a closed-door session Wednesday afternoon. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Japan's government is conceding that safeguards it had in place when the earthquake and tsunami struck March 11th were insufficient to protect the nuclear plant that was crippled. An investigation found that Tokyo Electric Power officials had downplayed the probabilities of a massive earthquake and subsequent tsunami. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-590-6350. 800-590-6350.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything.